Simon & Schuster Audio presents Von Beck, The Warhound and the World's Pain by Michael Moorcock. Read by Nicholas Bolton with Gerard Doyle.
Introduction to the Michael Moorcock Collection. John Clute. He is now over 70. Enough time for most careers to start and end in. Enough time to fit in an occasional half-decade or so of silence, to mark off the big years. Silence happens. I don't think I know an author who doesn't fear silence like the plague. Most of us, if we live long enough, can remember a bad blank year or so, or more. Not Michael Moorcock. Except for some worrying surgery on his toes in recent years, he seems not to have taken time off to breathe the air of peace and panic. There has been no time to spare. The nearly 60 years of his active career seems to have been too short to fit everything in. The teenage comics, the editing jobs, the pulp fiction, the reinvented heroic fantasies, the eternal champion, the deep Jerry Cornelius riffs, new worlds, the 1970s, 1980s flow of stories and novels, dozens upon dozens of them in every category of modern fantastica. The tales of the dying earth and the possessing of Jesus. The exercises in postmodernism that turned the world inside out before most of us had begun to guess we were living on the wrong side of things. The invention, more or less, of steampunk. The alternate histories. The Middle European tales of sexual terror. The deep city London riffs. The turns and changes and returns and reconfigurations to which he has subjected his oeuvre over the years. He expects this new collected edition will fix these transformations in place for good. The late tales where he has been remodelling the intersecting worlds he created in the 1960s in terms of 21st century physics, for starters. If you can't take the heat, I guess, stay out of the multiverse. His life has been full and complicated, a life he has exposed and hidden, like many other prolific authors, throughout his work. In Mother London, 1988, though, a non-fantastic novel published at what is now something like the midpoint of his career, it may be possible to find the key to all the other selves who made the 100 books.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?